Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or...
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for being on hold. This is Eric. You are talking to the technical support of eBay, sorry.
From eBay?
Yes.
Yeah, what for?
Let me explain you, ma'am, from your number. There is a payment of $299 has been charged for the purchase of an eBay gift card online. So are you the person who is doing the transaction?
Could you tell me what it's for?
It's for the purchase of an eBay gift card online, ma'am. So do you purchase an eBay gift card?
No.
So madam, we are suspecting that this might be a fraud payment, which is going through your number now. So I believe you wish to cancel this payment right now at the moment.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So let me explain you. To cancel this suspicious payment, our technical server of eBay will need to send you a 9-digit cancellation code into your cell phone now. Once you will receive that code, we will simply stop this payment and give you the refund directly to your account. Alright?
Okay. Alright, thank you.
Alright. So will you confirm it to me, ma'am, what kind of cell phone do you use from your side? Is it an Android cell phone or an iPhone?
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone, okay. So now, madam, I will tell you how you can get that cancellation code into your iPhone now directly. So just do one thing, ma'am. First of all, I want you to open up the App Store application from your mobile phone. Open up your App Store.
App Store? I'm 80 years old. I have no idea how to use it, but...
Okay. So will you confirm me, ma'am, what kind of, or what can you see exactly into your phone now at the moment?
All I can see is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
No, and O, and yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to go back to the page where you see your all the applications like Message, Camera, WhatsApp. Can you go back to that page?
I'll try. Hang on.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, I've got a few things here now. Yes.
Okay, now, ma'am, over there, look carefully. You would be able to see an app there written like App Store with a big A symbol over there.
No, I haven't. Sorry. Oh, yeah, off the top, I have App Store.
App Store, yes. I just want you to open that app from your side. Open it up.
Right.
Okay. Now, look carefully, once you open that App Store, just see at the very right hand side bottom of it, do you see any option says over there, say search? Do you see that search?
Yes.
Now, ma'am, I want you to click on that search and then type in there the letter A, A for Apple, A there.
A on where it says search.
Yes, on the search, yes. Type in there.
A.
A for Apple, type A.
A, yeah.
Then N for November, type N.
Yes.
After N, it's Y as in yellow, type Y.
Y, yes.
Yeah, after Y, it's D as in David, type D.
Yes.
After D, it's E as in Edward, type E.
Yes.
After E, it's S for sugar, type S.
Yes.
After S, it's K as in kilo, type K.
Yes.
Now, just give a click on search and then tell me what do you see in your screen now?
Ways to search.
Now, what can you see after that?
There's Google, search within images, and then it says get. Yeah.
Okay, now do you see any red color icon over there? Says AnyDesk, the fast remote desktop application.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes. Now just beside that, did you see any option says get?
No, okay. Get, yes. Get.
Yeah, click on that get from there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now after that, what can you see?
I can say access remote desktop, any software account, just save at iCloud.com.
Okay, like, is it asking you to install it?
Yes.
Yeah, click on install.
Right.
Yeah. Now, once it start installed, is it start installing at the moment?
I guess. It says open.
Yeah. Yeah, click on open, yep.
Yep.
Okay. Now, once you click on open, what can you see in there?
It's got don't allow or allow, and it's got your address.
Yeah, click on allow. Click on allow first.
Okay.
Yes.
Allow.
Yes. Now, yep. Madam, first of all, do you see a 9-digit cancellation number has been appeared in your screen now?
No.
Okay, do you see your a 9 number, like your address or something like that?
It says your address.
Okay.
569363.
Yeah.
That's
not. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that is the number, yes. That is the cancellation number which our eBay team has provided to stop the fraud payment, okay?
Oh, okay.
Which we are using to block the suspicious payment. So, ma'am, just confirm me the number through there. What number do you see?
541-569-363.
Yeah, I'm telling you the number again. It's 541-569-363, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Now, let me explain you very properly, ma'am. What we are doing is, now we are activating the security by the help of this number, okay? Now, once the security will be activated into your mobile phone screen, you will be get to see a firewall option says security warning. That warning is being provided to you to stop the fraudsters. Okay. Now the message will become up like this software has been used to block the fraudsters or scammers, something like that. Okay. So you don't have to read the whole message. What you have to do is you have to look at the very very bottom of that message. Okay, there is an option come up of that message says, I am aware of the risk. Okay, once you see that option, I want you to click on that option and then just below that, there's an option come up says accept. Okay, once you click on accept, it means you are accepting the security of eBay so that we will activating the security. Okay,
right.
So shortly, once you see security warning, just let me know.
Right, okay. Security warning.
Yes. Okay. Now, just look at the very, very bottom of that security warning. Do you see? I am aware of the risk.
Yes.
Click on the I am aware of the risk checkbox. Click on that.
So which one?
The I am aware of the risk.
That. Click on.
Just beside that. Yeah. Click on that. Yep. And then. At the bottom, do you see accept? Click on accept from there.
Yep.
Yep. Now, what can you see after that?
I can't see anything because when I said, hang on, I'll take that away. I clicked on, I'm aware of the list. Yes, I've done that. Now accept, yes.
Yeah,
now
accept.
Yes. Now accept. Dismiss and report.
Yeah, click on accept once again. Click on accept once again.
Right.
Yep.
Yes,
now
okay.
What can you see? Now what can you see, ma'am?
It says everything on your screen, including notifications, will be recorded and they will do not disturb to prevent unexpected notifications.
Okay.
And then it says in broadcast, any desk, and then start broadcast.
Okay, now listen to me carefully. Click on Start Broadcast from there. Okay?
Start Broadcast.
Yes.
Right?
Now, after that, just don't touch anything. Leave your screen as it is because the security has been activating. Okay, once the security will be properly activated, I will be let you know. Okay? Alright. Now, congratulations, ma'am. The eBay Secure Server has activated the security. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Just swipe it up.
us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, once again, swipe it up your screen from very bottom to top so that you can go back to your normal home screen.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, madam, what we will do is we will simply put the security into your mobile phone settings so that in future you won't face any problem. So first, just look onto your application. Do you see any option says settings? I want you to go to your mobile phone settings. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Open up. Yeah, open up your settings, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, just at the settings, you can see at the very, very top, you can see your name. Can you see your name?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, click on your name where it says your name at the very top.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, first of all, now over there, do you see any option says name, phone number, and email? Click on that.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Now, yeah, put your Apple ID password. Put your Apple ID. Oh, you don't know. You don't know your password. Yes.
My daughter said I haven't.
All right. Do one thing, click on cancel. If you see any option says cancel, click on cancel.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Okay, now first of all, just wait. What we are doing is we are activating the security. Now, just see at the very, very top of your screen. Can you see settings option at the left hand side top?
Yes.
Click on that settings again.
Yes.
Okay, now, ma'am, just look carefully. Just at the scroll down at the very bottom, do you see any options over there? Says display and brightness. Do you see anything like that? Just scroll down.
Oh, there.
Yeah, scroll down a little bit. Slowly. Do you see display and brightness? You're going very slow. Display and brightness. Do you see that?
Display and brightness, yes.
Yeah, click on that.
What?
Okay. Now, just want you to scroll down once again, and you would get to see auto lock. Any option you see auto lock?
Auto lock, yes.
Yeah, click on that auto lock.
Yes.
Yeah, now just go to the very bottom. You will get to see the option says never. I want you to click on never from there.
Right.
Okay. Now what I want you to do, I want you to swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Just swipe it up.
Right.
Okay. Now what we are doing, ma'am, we are properly activating the security. So to do that, we have to check that your eBay account is being affected by any fraudsters or not. So what I want you to do, I want you to go ahead and log into your eBay account now directly.
Which one?
Your eBay account, your eBay. Go to your eBay app. Do you see?
I haven't got an eBay app.
But as we are checking in your mobile phone, ma'am, there is an eBay application. Over there. Yeah. Just check, please. Yeah, just check.
EBay application. Oh, I've got eBay. That's all I've got.
Yeah, open that eBay. Open it up.
Right.
Okay. Now, just check in your eBay, ma'am. All right. You don't... Okay, just check it. Are you logged into your eBay properly?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do you see it's any option, say, sign in or something like that, if you see?
Yes, sign in. Yes.
Yeah, click on sign in and log into your eBay properly.
So, I sign in. Click sign in.
All right. Let me tell you, did you use eBay previously from your number? Did you use eBay?
Have I used eBay? No.
Yes. You haven't used eBay earlier. Okay, no issues, ma'am. Just do one thing. Swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Leave your account as it is. Swipe it up from the very bottom to top. Yep. Now what we are doing, ma'am, as you know that there is a fraud payment of 299 has been charged. So what we are doing is, we are blocking that fraud payment, what we have done is, we have sent a cancellation notification or a request to your internet banking, okay? What you have to do is, you have to log into your account and check any notifications you have received through our eBay team or not. Once you see the notifications, you have to accept the notification so that we will cancel the fraud payment and then we will give you the refund directly, okay? So now log into your internet banking now or your mobile phone banking if you have. Now and check any messages you would receive in your account or not. Nothing. You haven't received any notifications there at all?
No. Just a scheduled time.
Alright. Okay. Nothing at all in this, right? And will you confirm it to ma'am? Confirm it to me, ma'am. Like, apart from this bank, you are dealing with any other bank? Like, any other internet banking you use apart from this one?
No.
Nothing at all, right? This is the only bank you're using for all the purposes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just do one thing. Just bear with me for 1 minute. I need to talk to my accounts team, and they will suggest you what you need to do. Just give me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Now, do one thing, ma'am. What we are doing is, we are, like, properly...
Pardon?
1 minute, ma'am. Just give me 1 minute. Just hold on. All right. Now, what we are doing, ma'am, we are properly doing a cancellation procedure through our site. So, what you have to do is, you have to log out from your bank directly. Don't stay in your bank for a long time. Simply log out. Okay?
Log out.
Yeah, simply log out. Once you log out, just let me know. Are you log out?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do one thing. I want you to simply swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Swipe it up. Okay. Now, first of all, do one thing. Open up your mobile phone notes. Like your notes, your Apple notes.
Nice.
Open it up. Yeah.
Nice. I've got a phone now.
Okay. Take your time, ma'am. No worries.
Apple Notes.
Notes, yes. You can find your notes on the first page, ma'am. Go to the first page of your notes.
I'm finding your notes.
Just below the camera, I believe you could get to see notes or something.
Just below. Notes. Yeah.
Yeah. Open up your notes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, click on, if you see any option, says continue, click on continue.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just see at the very right inside bottom, did you see a box over there with a pencil in it? Yeah, click on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Now, madam, what you need to do, we are doing a registration through our site to stop this kind of fraudsters. So what we need to do is, we are doing a cancellation form procedure. What you have to do is, you have to simply type in the information there so that our technical machine of eBay will scan it and totally stop these fraudsters from our site. So first of all, on the first line, you need to write down your name, your full name, please. Yep. Okay, now give a space, come to the next line. Come to the next line. Just see at the very bottom says return. Press the return, ma'am. You will come to the next line automatically. Press the return. Return. You just beside the space, you see return. Just press the return.
Yeah.
Now, over there, ma'am, write down your date of birth, please.
That's wrong. I second. Ah, please. I. How do you
know? Okay, do you see a dash there, a dash? Just below the number two. Yep, that's correct. That's correct. Yep.
Hang on. We have done that.
Okay. All right, now come to the next line. Press the return key again to come to the next line.
Yes.
Okay. Now type in your, as you know that we are verifying that this is your account that these fraudsters are using or not. So I want you to be handy with your driver license, please. Just be handy with your driver license.
Oh, God. All right, set up.
Just be handy with the nurses.
Right, I got it. You want me to put the number in? 9.
Yeah. Okay, do one thing, ma'am. Just write down the number. Yes. Okay. Now, what we are doing is, as you know, that these fraudsters are using your card for doing the fraud payment, okay? So, what you have to do is, come to the next line, please. Press the return and come to the next line. Okay. Now, as you know, these fraudsters are using your account for doing the fraud payments. So, what you have to do is, you have to secure your card information from these fraudsters so that in future, you won't face any problem like this. So, what I want you to do, I want you to be handy with your bank card with you. Write down the card information so that we will scan it and we will stop this process now. Okay? Stay handy with you. With your card.
I've written the wrong number up the top, you see.
All right. Okay. Now come to the next line and just be handy with your card, the debit card which you have.
Have I really got to write all this down?
Write down. Yes, ma'am. Because right now this is your mobile phone and you're writing it on your Apple Safe Notes. Now, once the notes will be safe, your mobile phone is scanning it and directly secure the information through eBay. So that's why you don't have to share anything, just write it down only. Okay, then we will tell you how you can totally save your information. So just be handy with your card, please.
So you want me to put my card number down?
Yes, just be handy with it. Once you're ready, just let me know. Okay, now let me tell you, ma'am, once you write the information, just check it twice. That if any mistake will be there, ma'am, the security won't be provided to you properly. So check the information twice while you're writing. So check it, please, once you're done.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, madam, come to the next line and write down the expiry number of the card. Come to the next line. Yep. Write down the expiry number, which here it will be expired.
Has it got an expiry number on it?
Okay, just see this below the 16-digit number, you would get to see an expiry number. Like, it will be a date and a year, like 02, 28, 27, 26, like this. A month and a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, ma'am, just flip the card backside, and just below the signature panel, you will get to see a 3-digit number. Write down the number over there, the CVV number.
367. Then the next line.
Come to the next line, yes. Yeah. Okay. And this is the card which you have given. Check the information once again. And is it the debit card which you have given, right? Is it a debit card, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now just wait for a moment. We are activating the security from our side. And once the security will be properly activated, I will be let you know. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Just give me a moment.
Thank you.
You there?
Yes.
Okay, now what we are doing is we are totally activating the security. And once the security will be properly activated, I will be let you know. So just give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, first of all, ma'am, what I want you to do, I want you to simply swipe your screen from the bottom to top. Just swipe it up. Okay. Now just see at the very right-hand side bottom, the text messages there at the very right-hand side bottom, the green box.
Yeah.
Just click on that text message.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, just check it. Did you see any new message come up? Just wait. Just wait, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. Can you do one thing? Just open up the message. The first new message which is open up, come up. Just open up the message.
Password.
Okay, just wait, don't touch anything. Just wait. Now, first of all, just swipe your screen from the very bottom to top, just swipe it up. Okay. Leave the message as it is, and now we are activating the security through our side. Once it will be done, I will be let you know. Okay? Okay. Alright, you there, madam? Okay. Now, the 46% of the activating security has been done. The rest of the work is still needed to be taking some time. So, I just want you to bear with me for 1 or 2 minutes more. Once the work will be done, I will be let you know. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Alright, do one thing, ma'am. Can you open up your message, the text message? Once again, just go to the right-hand side, bottom, open it up. Alright, now just see at the very, very top of your screen, at the left-hand side top. Can you see an arrow? Click on that arrow. The left-hand side top. Click on it. Click on that, yes. Click on that.
Alright.
Okay. Now just wait. Any new messages has come up? Any new message? Okay.
Yes.
Do one thing, just swipe your screen from the bottom to top, swipe it up. Now what we are doing, ma'am, show that the security procedure has already been on work. So just do one thing, simply once again log into your account and check any messages has been come to your internet banking so that we will simply check the cancellation has been done or not. Can you log into your account once again?
Yeah, it's gone. All the money's gone.
My God. Sorry? Alright, do one thing. Swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Can you log out from your bank? It is not gone. It is in your Ledger account. Can you log out? It is in your Ledger account because the money hasn't been debited, ma'am. What we have done, we have put that money into your Safer account. Simply log out, please. Don't stay in your account for a long time because the security has been done. Simply log out, please. Okay, leave your account. The money hasn't been gone anywhere because we are activating the security. Once it will be done, it will be let you know. Okay, just simply log out and just bear with me for 1 minute. We will just transfer the money from your Ledger account to your normal account. Simply just wait. And do one thing, simply swipe your screen from the very bottom to top, swipe it up.
Yeah. Okay,
now leave your screen as it is because we will start transferring the money from your Ledger account to your normal account. Once it will be done, I will let you know. Give me 1 minute, okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Vijay madam? Let me tell you, ma'am, the procedure of transferring the money from your ledger account to your normal account has been started. So in 5 to 6 minutes, the fund will be transferred, and you can also check your account properly. So just give me 5 minutes more so that we will simply transfer the funds into your account. Okay?
Will I head on?
Sorry?
Will I head on and wait?
Just hold on and wait. Just don't touch anything. Just hold on and wait. Once it will be done, I will let you know. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, ma'am, the thing is that the work has been done. It's 95% done. Like, it takes few more minutes, like 1 minute or two more minutes to done. So once it will be done, I will be let you know, okay?
So okay.
We'll do everything. All right. All right, you there, madam?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now the thing is that, ma'am, the work has already been done, and it will take 2 or 3 minutes to hit in your account. So what I want to do is, I will be just have to contact to the accounts team, and I will be give you a call back in 3 minutes. Is it okay?
You're gonna ring me back.
Yes, I'm gonna ring you back in 3 minutes. Is it okay?
Can I have your name?
Yeah, it is Eric Jones. Write down my name.
Eric Jones. Right. Okay.
And I'm gonna call you back in 3 minutes, and just to confirm you that the payment has been done or not. Okay. Thank you.
So can I go to my bank account now?
You can check it. Yes, you can check it.
Yeah. Okay. Right on.
Thank you.
I'm gonna hang up.
Yeah. Thank you.